you're 13. There's just something about you. I will get the soldiers and have you thrown into the dungeon. Soldiers! Soldiers! Princess Coco shrieks. I clamber off the bed. Don't, please, I beg. We have no time for jail. Yeah, don't, Jonah echoes, springing off the daybed, his hair all messed up. Prince wakes up and starts barking. Somehow, Frederick is still able to sleep in the middle of all the chaos. Guards! Princess Coco yells. I brace myself for guards. Any second, they'll rush in and drag us off to the dungeon. Except I don't hear any footsteps. Coco starts tapping her foot. Jonah and I stand frozen. Even Prince stops barking. We wait, and no one comes. The security here is not so great, Jonah says. No kidding, Coco says with a sigh. It's the worst. I think about her diary and how quiet it is in the castle. Is anyone else even here? I ask. That's none of your business, she snaps. It kind of is, Jonah says. We either have to make a run for it, or we don't. Coco rolls her eyes. My dad doesn't have the best hearing, and my sisters are away at boarding school. The guards are probably still sleeping, and my mom... She looks down at her hands. My mom died a long time ago, when I was little. I swallow. Poor Coco. I glance around the room again. Stuffed animals. Toys. Pink galore. Suddenly, I wonder if Coco has kept it this way because her mom had decorated it for her when Coco was little. I take a cautious step toward the princess. Please don't call anyone else, I say again. We're not here to hurt you in any way. She snorts. As if you two could hurt me. I'm tough. She lifts up her right arm and makes a muscle. Two kids and some floppy-eared mutt don't scare me. Two kids, a floppy-eared mutt, and a frog, Jonah clarifies. A what? Coco asks, staring at Jonah. A frog, he says, and points to Frederick. I think that might have been a case of TMI. Too much information. I look at Frederick, who is still very much a green frog. Boo. We slept the whole night and it didn't work. He's going to be so disappointed. I'm disappointed. Coco finally notices the frog. Her eyes practically pop out. You put a frog on my pillow? She screams. What is wrong with you people? It's for a good reason, I say. He's not really a frog. He sure looks like a frog, she fumes. He's really a prince, the Frog Prince, I explain quickly. He was cursed into being a frog, but we thought that if he spent the night on your pillow, he might change back into a prince. Well, he didn't, Coco says, so get him off. Her shout finally makes Frederick's eyes open. I see him reach his little green hand to his nose to double-check that he is, indeed, still a frog. His face crinkles in disappointment. Princess Coco shakes her head and points to the door. All of you, out!
Please, Princess Coco!
Frederick begs, hopping off the bed.
You have to help me! You must! I've been trying to get your attention for days!
He hops over to her, his little green hands pressed together.
Surely you have a fairy or witch in your royal court who can change me back. You don't understand what I've been through. I used to be a royal just like you. I slept in a bed. I was waited on hand and foot. I put on my tuxedo and danced at balls. I rode in a royal carriage. I had servants remove the crust from my sandwiches, feed me grapes, and fan me on hot days. I was normal.
That's normal? I glance at Coco. Frederick definitely has her attention now.
Please help me, he begs.
He gazes up at her. Coco bites her lip. There are no fairies or witches in Birdopolis, she says with a sigh. Her tone has softened, and she sounds a little nicer. I remember what Reginald said about her. Is Coco actually nice under all that attitude? You can help another way, I say quickly.
How?
Coco asks suspiciously.
Kiss me,
Frederick says. She grimaces. Kiss you? That's disgusting.
Please, Frederick begs. I promise to reward you if I turn back to a human prince. I'll give you whatever you want from my kingdom. Anything. We'll get married.
Coco looks shocked. Why would you think I'd want to marry you?
You will when I turn back, he promises. I'm quite handsome, but you don't have to marry me. Just name your price.
She raises an eyebrow. Can I have your army?
My army?
He asks. Yes, she says. I clearly need new security. Frederick nods.
Fine. You can have my army.
He hops back on the bed and stands on the pillow.
Now kiss me. Please!
Princess Coco hesitates, but then follows Frederick back to the bed. She leans down. She puckers her lips and squishes her eyes closed. She kisses him.
Ew,
Jonah says.
Shush,
I tell him. We wait. Nothing happens. Crumbs. It didn't work, Coco says softly. I'm sorry.
Wait, Jonah cries. Try throwing him against the wall. It's fun.
Yes, I say. Please try. It has to work. It just has to.
Okay, Princess Coco says with a shrug. Like, that's not weird or anything.
Just do it, Frederick snaps. Do you want my army or not?
I'm surprised by his harsh tone, but I know we're all getting impatient here. Princess Coco picks up the frog. She closes one eye, aims toward the wall behind her bed, and throws.
Splat!
Ruff! Prince barks. Frederick hits the wall and slowly slides down, down, down behind the canopy bed.
Did it work? The princess asks. Do I get his army?
No,
croaks Frederick from behind the bed.
I'm still a stupid frog. Why didn't it work?
I don't know, I say. I'm starting to feel desperate. That's what happened in the original story. The princess threw you.
Frederick pops out from under the bed and stomp hops angrily across the carpet.
That stupid fairy and her stupid curse ruined my life.
Jonah starts scratching his head.
Why did she curse you anyway? Coco asks. What did you do?
Scratch, scratch, scratch.
Nothing!
Frederick cries. He angrily pulls himself back on top of the mattress.
She did it just to be evil. She's a horrible, big-chinned fairy freak.
Now my brother is scratching with both hands. He has that funny look on his face again. Jonah, are you okay? I ask.
My brother shakes his head.
I did not do it to be evil, he yells, and I do not have a big chin.
We all look at Jonah. Huh? I say.
You? Says Frederick. What are you talking about? You're not the fairy.
Jonah shakes his head again. He points at Frederick.
I'm not, but Mary Rose is. I remember. She was the one that changed you into a frog.
Huh?
Mary Rose cursed Frederick? But why? If Mary Rose changed him... I turn to Frederick.
Why would Mary Rose change you into a frog? I demand.
Because she's horrible! Frederick squawks. A horrible, evil fairy freak!
Is she? Should I be worried about Mary Rose? Should Jonah and I not trust her?
No!
Jonah yells, still scratching his head like crazy. He's lying!
I remember!
Yes, Mary Rose was the one to turn him into a frog, but that was because Frederick was a mean and terrible prince. He used to steal things from his big sister all the time. Then his sister was made queen, and Frederick tried to kill her. Coco and I gasp. Frederick is silent. Prince whimpers. Yes, he tried to kill his sister to get the throne, Jonah adds, his eyes wide as he keeps on scratching. Princess Coco takes a step back from Frederick in horror. You should be arrested, she cries, pointing at him. Is that true? I ask Frederick.
No, no, no,
Frederick yells. He thrashes at the pillow. Then he hops all over the bed. He is losing it. He's throwing a temper tantrum.
None of you know what you're talking about. Mary Rose is a freak. And you, little boy, he screams at Jonah, are a liar. A big, fat liar. A big, fat, lying freak.
Don't talk about my brother like that, I yell.
I will talk about your brother any way I want, he yells. You, your stupid smelly dog, and your brother. Your brother that keeps scratching his head. He probably has lice. I can't believe I let you people kiss me. Disgusting.
My dog is not smelly, and my brother does not have lice, I shout. He's remembering something. Frederick is hopping up and down like a maniac frog.
You put your peasant germy lips all over me. I could barely keep myself from vomiting.
Wow, he's mean. Frederick keeps jumping up and down on the bed as he screams at us.
You're all disgusting, but Jonah is the worst. He almost drowned me in the pool with all his splashing. He has a stuffed frog, and he likes to eat frog legs.
Stop talking about my brother, I order.
Why should I? He yells as he jumps in my face. Your brother is a dumb kid, the dumbest of the dumb.
No one calls my brother dumb, I shout. Then I wave my hand to get Frederick away from me. My hand connects with his little green body. He goes flying toward the wall with the rainbow mural on it. Smack! Oh, wow. Oh, my. I really hope I'm not about to see frog guts. Coco will definitely haul me off to the dungeon herself for that. But no, I don't see frog guts. Instead, the frog starts to stretch and stretch. His face stretches, his arms stretch, his legs stretch. His skin color goes from green to bronze. His bald green head sprouts thick black hair. His eyes stay the same. I wonder if they were always that bulgy. He's wearing brown pants, a brown shirt, and a crown. He's tall. Really tall, and wide, and strong. He towers over all of us. He's a human again. He's a prince. A mean, scary prince.